Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Pastor Prophetess Royal Poinciana Sprewell, and you have tuned into Boss Millionaire Makers. And I am so happy that you have decided, just as I have, to get up bright and early. For some of you, the sun has not even risen. To be on the broadcast, to get the information that you need that's going to change your life and bring about a difference for your future and help your friends, your family, your community, your world. And if you're here on this morning, those are some of the concepts I'm going to give you to help launch you in your future and to give you hope even for tomorrow. I know that for today, I always talk about how you have to wake up every day. Amen. I love the Lord because His mercies are new every day. And you have tuned in to Boss Millionaire Makers, where we're going to make the difference to help your tomorrow. So if you are here, this is a great time in your life. If this is your first time tuning in to the broadcast, this is a wonderful time for your life, for you to get inspired, for you to start to think differently, for you to make a change, for you to see some relevance in things that could happen for you for your future. So I'm here this morning, and what I'm saying is that every day you have to think differently. And where I was going with that is that every day the Lord gives us new mercy. New mercies are seen every day. He allows us to be able to start fresh, start new. I was telling my honey, I said, you have a new day. Every day you have a new start. You get a new fresh beginning every day to start new, to start fresh. Every time that you start a project or you start something, or you even in a project, but you begin a new day, it's something different that could happen, that could take place, that could blow that thing up out the water. So you have to say, no matter what it looks like no matter what it looked like yesterday, today is a new day. I have a fresh start. This is a new beginning. And you've got to, hallelujah, you've got to make the best out of your time that you have. You've got to get the most, as they say, when you're spending your money and you're at the store, you want to get the most out of your money, the most bang out of your dollar, the most buck out of your money. You've got to get the most out of it. So what I believe, like when I go shopping, and this is consistent with what I'm talking about, because we're talking about becoming a boss millionaire maker. And remember, a boss is in control of their situation, their circumstance, of their lifestyle. They're in control of the things that is going on around them, and they're making sure that things are orchestrated decently in order. So what am I talking about here? I'm saying to you that when you become a boss, you make sure that things that you're doing is in the spirit of excellence. When you go to the store, just because you have the money, you don't just spend relentlessly on stuff. So I want to talk to you about being a little conservative today. Even though, I'm going to explain something to y'all. I'm not tooting my own horn, maybe I am, but I say keeping it classy, never trashy, because I like expensive, elegant things, and I like to look good, but I'm not going to look hoish. So I'm talking about my clothes, not my appearance. So I think that a lot of the women have went too far as the dress, and I'm talking to some of y'all even in the church that are wearing some of the appearance of the world. Come on, tighten up, women of God, supposedly. So what I'm saying to you is cover your breasts, cover your legs, cover. Don't nobody need to see all your thighs, because you know your two of your thighs look. come on here. I'm gonna stop. So let me go back. So what I'm saying is, what we have to do is we have to, in everything we have to do, keep our appearance looking good, looking professional. Make sure that when you go to the store, I'm talking about being conservative, and I was telling y'all how I like classy and nice things. And what I'm saying with that is that even though when I go to the store, I love expensive things, yet still I'm going to be conservative. I go to the sale rack, and I look at the sale products. I want to see. You can be in the store, you can buy some of the most expensive things that just were marked down. You see what I'm saying? All they is are marked down clearance. Some of them be clearance items. Some of them things are marked down. So if it's something in particular I'm looking for, say, for instance, I'll give you a prime example. If I'm having a dinner, okay, I'm going to go, and if this is a formal meeting at my home, go and look at the dishes that they have already clearanced out. They may be the same ones that was marked up for $75 to $100, but now they've cleared them out because they've been sitting there too long on the shelf. Now they're 40% off. They're 50% off. I'm a bargain shopper. I believe in getting the most out of your money. Get your bang out of your dollar. Don't just spend. That extra savings is money that you can recoup and put back into your pot so that you can put it into future purchases, that you can put it into future advertisement. You don't have to just go and get the first thing that's available, because that's where you have to have a little patience. Now, I'm not telling you to shop around to every market, but I'm letting you know that you've got to learn to be conservative if you want to be a millionaire. It's going to take you to put some money aside and do some things out of the ordinary, because I know that a lot of people, they don't got time for that. They just want to go in the store. They ain't got time to look around. They want to get what they want to get, and they're out of there. And I'm not that type of person, I'm going to be honest. I like to look around. I like to see what they got, go to clearance and look around and pick out things. So I love to shop. So I like the experience. Some people don't like that, and I do understand that. But what I'm saying to you is you still have to use wisdom in that, regardless to the fact if you do not want to shop around, you still have to look at your items and say, how can I make this effectively? Okay? And you've got to think about that with your branding purposes. Thank you, Mother. My mother is helping me out this morning because I have a cold. And you know how Satan is. He always want to fight you in your gift. And my gift is my voice. So if anything he could do to shut you down, he's going to attempt to shut you down. So what you got to do with a cold, I've learned about the cold, is you got to battle the cold. Like you got to punch him and beat him up just like you would do anything else. So you got to get all the stuff you need, like tea and cough syrup and cough drops and all kind of, you know, cinnamon, whatever you get, ginger, whatever you got to do to battle and fight them out, your body, you got to fight them, you know. Go to the doctor, get that red syrup, whatever you got to do, you know. You know, for you that don't drink, take medicine, you got to go the holistic route and drink the tea, you know. Whatever you got to do, putting my tea bag in here. So what I'm saying is that you have to learn to be conservative in the things that you are attempting to do. And a lot of people don't want to do that. Now, when it comes to your marketing and being conservative, the one thing that you want to always keep in mind is that you, when you're dealing with people, for getting your things as far as your advertisement, your business cards. Remember I talked to you about going to Vistaprint, starting off there because they're very reasonable with business cards. I'm not doing a commercial. They're not paying me to do an advertisement. I'm just telling you the best place to go to get your cards. You can get 500 nice quality business cards for $9.99, depending on that's the base price. Now, I'm not saying that's with tax and all the other things, but, you know, I mean, at the most, if you come clear with $20 for 500 business cards, come on, that's a heck of a deal, I would say. It depends on what type of business you have. You may need business cards and flyers, and you need to know what size flyers are appropriate. Some of you going to need the poster size flyers where you get posters to stick up and post around. You should have those out as well. Those are great media branding, way of branding your business or your organization or your ministry, whatever you're doing. Those are great for branding. Those poster size, we're talking about the 11 by 17. So those are things you have to consider, like what are the business size cards you need, your flyers and your posters, okay? Those also, as far as I want to talk about, remember we discussed the website. I'm recapping some things. However, I'm adding some nuggets to them to kind of give you an idea because we're talking about being conservative in some ways that we can save money so that we can make sure that we are saving and spending our money effectively where it's going to help us all the way across the board. Some of you have people that are talented or people that know, that make flyers, and I know that sometimes people that make the flyers, it can be very expensive. For instance, you can go on Vistaprint. If you're just that crafty or you know someone who is techie, they can help you create that flyer or business card, and all you have to do is you can make it right there within their program. And you don't have to pay anyone money to actually produce the actual copy of the flyer or anything for you. So you don't have to upload anything as far as creating it yourself. You can always create it right out of the template that they have available for you. And that could be really, really efficient for you as well. So I think that you have to consider creative ways that you can save your money and you're making sure that you're spending your money wisely. When it comes to your website, you know there's a lot of companies out there. For instance, I built out several of my websites. I no longer have them available because you have to make sure that you have the monies. And at the time, I did not to keep those websites going because you have to pay for those services. However, now when you purchase, it depends on who you go through. I know a lot of people go through like GoDaddy, and it depends on who you go through for your website. You want to make sure that you have it built out, that you can always go back in and make changes, and that your website is making sure that you're getting some type of where people can see it, visibility. It doesn't make sense if you build a website and nobody knows it's there. So you've got to be able to make sure that the people that when you build it out, that they're going to be able to see it. It has visibility. Now, one thing that I have rebuilding, I think I've told you guys this before, I'm building out all of my sites over. And when I build my sites over, I'm making sure that I'm paying for a subscription that is 2 years or longer, where I don't have to be worried about, oh, when is that bill coming up again? You just pay it out for so many months and it's paid and you don't have to worry about it at all. And that's kind of where you want to be with that. And another thing, when it comes to your website, y'all got to give me a minute here. I'm going to try to drink a little bit of my tea. When it comes to your website, you want to make sure that it's very cost efficient for you. I know that websites can cost $500, $1,000, and even more just to be built out, because it is a tedious process. I've personally done it. You got a lot of wording, and a lot of people, if you got to make sure that all of the, you know, you can always kind of get ideas if you're building it out yourself from what you need about me, about us, you know, your contact page, the actual informational page, you know, and depends on what you're doing. You have various tabs, right? So I don't know what your tabs are, so I can't really go into it. But it depends. Typically, websites have 5 to 7 tabs at the minimum. I would say you really want to have 3 for sure, but absolutely have at least 3 to 5 to 7 at the most, I would say, tabs. You don't want to overdo it where your site is overwhelmed, but you can absolutely have drop down boxes under those tabs, because it depends on how built out or how much information you have to present within your business. You need to have that information that is presentable. So you have to make sure that you understand that a website is a very tedious process, because whomever, whether it's yourself or someone else, it is going to take hours of time making sure that all the wording is and the grammar is spelled correctly. I always try to get 2 eyes on all of my marketing material and my business cards and make sure that the spelling is correct. And I'm at the base. We're talking basic stuff here, and I know it sounds basic, but it's really stuff that you need, because we're talking about how you can become a millionaire and what it's going to take. But if you've got a lot of misprints and errors on your car, how professional do you look? So you got to make sure that you got somebody that has a good eye, that has a good understanding of English skills, grammar, corrections, that sort of thing, that is good with spelling. Because if you've got a lot of errors within, and I go back through my stuff all the time, because I've got various social media sites and, like I said, websites and other things that I have, and it's so easy to miss a comma. It's so easy to misspell a word. It's so easy to say a phrase wrong. And when you do that, it doesn't make you look professional. So you got to keep an eye constantly on all of your written materials and things that has been printed out there, okay? So that's the best thing that you want to do when it comes to your presentation of how your business cards and your do this before it's printed. Please do this before it's actually published, before you publish the page. And make sure, as I was saying to you, that people are able to find the page. I know that a lot of times you can get the site built out, but if they can't find it, then that becomes a problem. Y'all bear with me. Okay, so when you look for someone that you're trying to get for your services, even that's even with the cable and the phone company and that sort of thing. Try to go with the people that's going to give you the best deals, the best rates, because even if $3 savings in your bill as far as your internet goes, even if it's a $5 saving as far as your phone bill goes, those savings are going to help you build money. Just think, that's the extra money that goes in your bank. That's an extra $5 every month. That's that. If you're saving $5 here and you're saving $3 here, that's $8. You get to put that in the bank every month. That's $16 over 2 months that you're saving. And that money builds up. And you could say, wow, I got to use that money. That helped me buy some more business cards. Wow, that really helped pay my internet bill over the next 4 or 5 months after it builds up after some time. So you have to find creative ways to save money. Get people that are qualified to do the job, but make sure that they are reasonable as well. Because there are a lot of people, and you got to be understanding, you really do get what you pay for, unless you know somebody that really knows the craft and they're really good and they just are friends and family that's willing to help you. But most of the time, if you're paying someone to do a service for you, they really are going to, you're really going to pay for what you get. So don't just try to cut corners because you want to go the cheap way out. Sometimes you do have to pay a little more, especially when it comes to building out your website to get somebody that's professional, that's going to get you that brand, and make sure that you're considering the logo for all of your marketing materials. That establishes you as your business, as your brand, as your company, anything, as your corporation. You want to make sure that you have that stamp of approval, and that's your stamp that you have established. This says, I'm here. That's your logo. Your logo is important. It's imperative. And don't take it lightly. Think about your logo. Think about how people are going to perceive it. Not just that it's going to look good to you, but what do people think about? What does it remind them of? You know what I mean? Sometimes with the logo, people can just kind of think about, well, if I like it, that's fine. But no, you got to think about what do other people think about when they see it? What do they perceive? You know what I mean? And also, don't put too many symbols in your logo. You know, no more than 5. That's it. I mean, you shouldn't, you know, don't overdo it with the symbolism, and it gets too discombobulated for people when they look at it. You know, a lot of times people are just using their name, the name of their business corporation, and they use one symbol, and they use that, and that is the actual logo itself. Sometimes people make the logo out of the name itself, you know, just make the name crafty and with the script, and that is the logo, and it's the way they present it, and it looks really good, and it's clean. You want to have a clean-cut image. And I had to learn that over time. That's not something I learned overnight, because I'm a person, I always, like I said, I want to overdo things, and I had to learn that sometimes you have to learn to keep things simple, and you make sure you don't overgo it with the colors, you know. And it depends on what it is, because with ministry, you can add a lot of flair, a lot of colors. For women, we can add a lot of flair colors, pink, purple, you know, blues and bright reds and stuff like that. We can go those colors because women, they know you're a woman and you want something that pops and kind of shows your flair, what you want to do. However, you still do not, you want to have, keep that at a minimum, you know what I mean? You don't want to go overboard where it's just like when somebody see it, it's like, oh, you know, it's like stunning to the eyes. You want to make sure that you kind of keep it down some, so you don't just go overboard with all the colors, and make sure the colors flow. When I went to school for a Dell technician, and one thing I learned in school, and I learned this through the other classes that I've taken from other nail technicians. You, as far as colors, you have to make sure that colors flow. All colors don't flow together. And you'll be surprised which colors will flow together. But you have to put them together and look at it. And sometimes you'll think something works and it doesn't. So by the time that you put it together, you'll realize, okay, this really works. And then you'll look at something and say, you know what? Nope, I need to take that color out. That doesn't work with that. So all of those things is good, clean-cut imagery. Remember, white is always good. White looks always good. Black looks always crisp. You really can't go wrong with black or white, to be honest. Those are two colors you really cannot go wrong with, especially as far as print goes. In print media, white looks good. In print media, black looks good. So when you're considering how you want to do your marketing and all your print materials, remember those are your two basic colors, and we all know that those typically work. And if you don't know, you know what I mean, you don't want to have something pop with bright red because you want to make a statement. And I know a lot of people do that, use a lot of red print. You know, I will only use the red print if I'm trying to really get my point off, maybe, and if I'm putting on, I talked about the whole ad about a sale, and then at the bottom I put "don't miss it." You know, maybe put that in bold red print, but don't put all the other words throughout the flyer in red. It just becomes alarming because we know red. In our culture, in American society, when we see red, we know that. What do we see red at? We have been conditioned to see red as an alarm, right? So when we see red, it says stop. The stop sign, right? That's red. It pops out at you. Red at the stop light is red, right? So, oh, that means stop. You know what I mean? So we know that red has some sense of alarm to it, you need to have some immediate reaction to it. So when you see red, remember that you don't want to go overboard with red within your print. Be very limited with that amount of use of red that you use, okay? For instance, when I'm on air, it shows you they have a sign there, and the sign typically on air, red. So meaning don't talk, because if you talk, it picks up all of the sounds in the background because you're on air. So those are a type of, you know, symbols and things that we're used to seeing typically when we see red and how it stands out to us. Okay, so as far as, you know, you can use, of course, red within your color scheme or your print, but don't just go overboard is what I'm saying with it. Even if you have red backgrounds or you have red colors, use other, as far as your wording, use other colors that are pop on top of that red, like white, you know what I mean, or your black, like I was saying before. So that's a good understanding. Remember, we're talking about being conservative and how that you need to make sure that you are spending your money wisely when you are building out your business. Make sure that the people, now I want to talk a little bit about doing business deals and how imperative it is when you're sitting down and you're talking to someone. Most of the times you want to meet at a neutral ground. It's okay to have a business meeting. I have plenty of business meetings at my house where I'm sitting down. A good host, to me, always serves something. I'm not saying you lay out a spread because it's a business meeting. And sometimes if you make it a little bit, if you go too overboard, people are going to get the concept this is a party. And you don't want to do that. And because I'm a host by nature, I can tend to do that. I'm talking to myself too, okay? So you have to always rethink about, no, okay, this is what, you can have a little Danish here, you can have a little coffee, or you can have a little tea, and keep it simple. Don't overdo it. Now, I would suggest at an actual business location would be more appropriate to keep it simply business over dinner at a restaurant, to keep it in a neutral place on neutral grounds, because remember, whoever is hosting or whoever is hosting the meeting is actually the person that gets more ground because you're on their territory. So you kind of feel, in a sense, like you're pressured if they say something that you may not want to agree with because you're in their house. And it's almost like a sense of you don't want to be disrespectful. I know you understand what I'm going with that. So sometimes being in someone else's home and saying something that they may not totally agree with can sometimes make you feel a bit uncomfortable. But if you were in a neutral place, such as a restaurant or actually at a business location, even if it was their business location, you still wouldn't feel as uncomfortable as you would if you were in their personal home. So I would say attempt to keep it at strictly at a business location or at a restaurant over dinner where you can, not necessarily over dinner, but over lunch. Remember, most times we have our business meetings during the day. You don't want to have your meetings in the evening because I think that the setting is something about the morning hours for conducting business. And the later you start to go in the evening, the more relaxed people start to be. I don't care what nobody say. You look at it, the more in the evening time comes, people start to get more relaxed. They start to wind down, sort of to say. And they don't tend to, you know, be about as in there, and your mind slows down even though as during the day. And psychologists and stuff, they'll tell you, if you study that sort of thing, not studying of the mind, but if you look at some of the research that has been studied by the scientists, they'll tell you. It's evident. Now, excuse me, I'm just drinking some of my tea. They will tell you that as you go along your day, you start to wind down. Your body starts to slow down. Your productivity, your mobility. And that's why they tell you the best time is to get up, start early while your brain is fresh. That's why when we were kids, they used to always tell us, have a good breakfast in the morning. Get as much energy as you can. You start your day off because you know your brain start getting tired after so many hours. You're winding down and you're shutting down, and you're like, oh goodness, I got 5 more hours to go. I mean, really, you know. And even okay, it's different for people that work second or third shift because they're most times sleeping during those days, but I still don't think that people get the, because they say that, who are the they, scientists say that you need so many hours of sleep for your body to even replenish your cells and in your mind and even in your body. And they say that certain, you can't even replenish properly without certain hours of sleep during the night. And I truly believe that because I can tell you for a fact that I have worked overnight several days in a row, 4 or 5 days I've been up, when I've been up all night, and I've slept during the day, and it wasn't the same. You just didn't get the same. You still felt tired, even though you maybe put in 5 to 7 hours of sleep. Your body is just not regenerated. When you get that sleep at night, it's something about getting up starting fresh, starting new, and getting you up and about your day. And that's just how we are built by nature, okay? God built, he built us out that way. So don't try to shortcut yourself, especially if you don't have to. For those people that have to work the second and a third shift and they have no other choice, I understand it. That's what you have to do. It's what you have to do. But if you don't have to go that route, then I would definitely suggest making sure that you get a really good night sleep, you know, even no later than 11 o'clock. By 12, you really should be asleep. That's what they say. Do I ever get to sleep at 12? Not really. But, hey, you know, it is what it is. So what I'm saying is that you have to make sure that you're doing everything possible to get the most. Remember, we're talking about getting the most out of everything, not just your dollar, out of your productivity in your body, you know. Do not have those evening business meetings if you do not have to. I mean, under any, you know, unless it's really you have no choice, then, okay, go ahead and do what you need to do because you guys just could not find a time that would work best for you. And this is the only time that fits within both of you all's schedule. Okay, I get that. But if you can have it earlier, definitely do. The earlier, the better, okay? So I got that with me? All right. Where you want to go, you want to make sure that you're on neutral territory. That works best for everyone. That way both parties can feel comfortable about what they have to say. You don't feel like you're insulting someone. If you say the wrong thing that may be offensive to them, may end up offending them, even though you're not trying to offend someone. You know, people are offended about everything these days. They're very sensitive. So you could say something and they don't appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to say, well, get out of my house, you know. Hopefully that's not the type of business person you're dealing with, but I just a little joke out there. Got to do something, right? It's 4 something in the morning for me. What time is it for you? 5, 6, 3, 3:40. What time is it? 7:40. Okay, 6:40. Let's go. So we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, which is talking about business culture, talking about the business ethics, talking about business management, business savings. How are we going to save this money? How are we getting up and we getting on our grind about it? How are we going to become this boss millionaire? And how are we going to make things happen? When you are up and you get in the spirit of making money, it's going to flow on you. We're talking about doing it the right way. Come on here, church. Come on here, saints. We're talking about how we're going to learn how to be constructive and do things to help our community and help others. How we're going to branch out and do what other folks don't do. And how the blessings are going to be long-term and not short-term blessing because we have learned the secrets through the Almighty God. There are a lot of millionaires out there, folks. This is nothing new. This is nothing uncommon. This ain't nothing unseen to man, what I'm talking about. But what am I saying? Is it easy for some people? Yeah, absolutely. They become millionaires overnight. Ask some of those rappers. There's nothing to them. They flaunting, tossing money in the strip club, hundreds of thousands of dollars like it's nothing. But I'm telling you about the long-term blessing. I don't care. You'll see them flipping money today, but what they're going to be doing tomorrow. I'm not talking about all of them because I'm not God to put the judgment on you. But I know what the word of the Lord says, and his word is true. He said that, don't worry about those that are wicked because they're going to be like the withering grass that goes away. One minute you're going to see them, the next minute you're going to see them in the fire. That's what the Lord says, and I'm not speaking nothing that's uncommon. This is the word of God. We've got to understand that we are in it for the long haul. We are in here to bless. We're not in here to say, let me tell you something. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And what we're talking about doing is building wealth out that's going to help our this all this nonsense, flashing hundreds of thousands of dollars in the strip club is nonsense. If you want to really help somebody, help them to get an education to further their future, something they can set up a business. So they can do something, not flaunt and flash their body in the club.
like hoes. That's not going to get you nowhere. That's temporal. That's a worldly mindset. We don't think like that because we the church. We think about what is long term. What's going to help our kids' future? What is it with the girl who picks up the $50,000 and then she go spend it all on more clothes, go strip at the club and go flash around or go buy a little car and this, that, and the other, and that's broke down by next year? Then what? What about our kids' education? What about our kids getting out the ghetto? What about our kids eating for tomorrow? Come on here, y'all. We've got to learn. This is what I'm talking about, unwise thinking, things that people are doing out of stupidity. But when you learn how to be a boss millionaire maker the way that God told you to do it, then you won't even go that route. Your whole mindset is changed. You won't even think the way they think. That's worldly thinking. We have to get out of that. Y'all bear with me. I'm trying to tell you. I'm not telling you this is going to be overnight, because anything that you work for, it's a grind. It's not going to come for free, and it definitely for sure ain't going to come easy. But I tell you this one thing. If you put your mind to it, just like I'm telling you right now, doing stuff out of the ordinary, going beyond the call of duty, doing stuff that other folks won't do, that's what's going to get you there. When you take your craft to another level and you take your mindset and you say, I'm grinding, I'm going to be in this for the long haul, I know it's going to hurt. Let me tell you something. That's when the devil get busy. I'm doing something, some classes right now, and I'm at the end of them. And the devil done got real busy in them. And I'm right at the finish line. But I got to push myself because, you know, you just tired. Do you understand when you're just tired? You're just tired, and you just want to give it. You just want to throw in the towel and say, okay, I'll just leave it right here where I'm at. I'm good right here. I'm still good. Even if I let go right now, I'll be all right. But, no, you can't have that mindset. You got to finish. You can't just say, oh, I could easily say, you know what, I'm done, because you know what? I've already done passed if I never do another assignment. But I want to be above what everybody else is doing. I want to be at the top of my class. I don't want to finish average just because this is how I'm going to get by. You got to think beyond, because guess what? Do you know what honor, when you're on the honor roll, do you know what honor mean? When you have graduate with honors on your certificate? That puts you in a whole nother realm for business opportunity. If I want to go and be a professor, guess what they're going to say? Oh, gosh, she graduated with honors. She's definitely one we're going to consider. They're going to take your application and put it at the top of the pile. This is how you have to think for your future. Easy. It could have been easy for me to say, oh, no, I'm not doing the show today. You know what? They can just listen to me next time because I'm really not feeling good. This cold is really getting the best of me. And guess what? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't think I really want to deal with this today. No. That and my body sore. New workout regimen. You know what I'm saying? But you got to push yourself beyond your boundaries. You got to do what other folks won't do. This is what I'm telling you about your mindset. Come on, step it up. You got to get into a place where you say, no matter what, I am pressing my way. I'm going to make this thing come to fruition. This is going to happen for me. I don't care. If you take that amount of belief in your dream and you intertwining with what you know that God, who God is and what you believe him to be, and you have trust in him, I guarantee you whatever you believe for is going to come to pass. 12 millionaires going to be birthed out of this broadcast. Watch what I tell you. And I'm going to bring them on this, I'm going to bring them back on, and they're going to prove it to you by talking about their job, where they start off, and listen to this broadcast, because it's going to change their dynamics of their life. It's going to change their way of thinking. It's going to change everything about them, and they're going to say, you know what? I can do it. Anything that you want to do, it can come to pass. You just have to believe it. I'm not talking about no law of attraction. I'm talking about the law of obedience in God. We ain't talking about this nonsense. We're talking about what God says it is for us to do. Y'all bear with me. I'm just saying to you that it's not going to be an easy process. And anything that you want, you're going to have to grind for it. It's a lot of people that have started businesses, a lot of people that are doing things, and they're being very productive in them. And they'll tell you, because everybody want to know, what's the secret to success? The secret to success is perseverance, people. The secret to success is determination. The secret to success is not throwing in a towel, not giving up. Going when other folks don't want to go, grinding in the midst of the battle. That's the secret to success. When you don't want to do something, but you've got to do it because you can't stop. That's the secret to success. It's will, determined, purpose, and drive. That's the will to success. If you want to be a boss, millionaire, maker, a long-term boss, that's what it's going to take for you. Okay, it's a lot of people that become rich, that become filthy millionaires, filthy rich. But you know what? They still not successful. And some people, how can you say that, prophetess? I'm telling you what I'm saying. It's a lot of people out there that got plenty of money, but they don't know what to do with it. They don't yet have the wisdom. They still don't got the knowledge. Oh, oh, I'm preaching on this morning, because it's not the money. It's not about the money, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what God wants you to know. It's not what you, it's not the money. It's your mentality. It's how you operate when you got the dollar in your hand. Oh, are you kidding me? Believe me, it's a mindset, it's a way of thinking about money, it's how you manage money, how you use money to impart the betterment for others. And it doesn't matter. And I know a lot of y'all folks looking at other people and saying, well, they've been rich for a long time. Look like they doing good. You don't know what's happening behind closed doors, okay? You worry about yourself. A lot of people got more problems than you think. And they have a lot of other problems in other areas because the canker worm has eaten up their ground. And you don't even see it. You don't even know it. They're having so many problems in their marriage, in their relationship, they can't even keep nobody. You know why? Because they're too busy flaunting and flossing their money around. They don't know how to treat people. They can't even keep employers. They can't even keep people staffed. Don't nobody want to work for them. People talking about them and behind their back, their name ain't good. That's the type of stuff that I'm talking about, that you want to have integrity with your money. Yeah, he rich, he a millionaire, but he ain't no good. Yeah, she a boss, but guess what? She dogmatic. No, uh-uh. That's not it. That's not going to cut it. We don't live in that type of world. We don't live in that type of, that's not our culture. We got to get out of this worldly mindset. We've got to get into the mindset of the Christian perspective. How does God view us having money? That's why I'm doing this broadcast. Remember, I'm going to tell y'all, and I'm going to keep telling y'all consistently, and if you heard me say it, I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to keep saying it because I want y'all to understand why and what's the purpose of me even doing this broadcast. The purpose of me even doing this type of discussing this type of topic and having this type of show is because the Lord wants me to show his people how he wants them to perceive money, how he wants them to operate when having money, how he wants them to be able to allow money to be an influence in helping others. That's the purpose of this show, okay? That's my mission. If you understand that it is a method to how we do things, you've got to learn the techniques to this, okay? People, is a lot of people that, I'll say, that are millionaires, but they're not operating in the millionaire status from a Christian perspective. And God has a certain way he wants his people to do things. And we have taken on the world mindset. So I'm here to break that mold off of you, the crown of your head, and to open your mind and open your eyes and allow you to see things differently. Because what we have done is got accustomed to the way that we see the world operating and doing things, and we start to think that that's how we're supposed to flow. But that's not what God wants for us, because we have gotten too worldly, church. We've gotten too outside of ourselves. So that's the purpose of me getting up, grinding, telling you about this, because I don't have to break my sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning or so to get prepared for this broadcast. But I'm doing it because it's what God has commissioned me to do until that time when he releases me from doing so. So I hope and pray that everything that I'm talking to you about is really ministering and you're getting a hold to what the prophetess is saying. Listen, it's not going to be an easy process. I'm here to tell you, you got to push yourself. Do the things that other folks want to do. Go beyond the call of duty. Do the unnecessary things that people would consider unnecessary, long as they ethical, okay? Making sure that you're on top of what you're supposed to be doing. Making sure your mindset is right and your heart is in the right place. It's nothing like doing something, but you're doing it in the wrong spirit. We don't want to never do things like that, okay? So I can see my voice is getting worn down. So what I have decided is to end at the hour, because I've been on an hour. I used to do an hour and a half. But because of the sake of my voice, and I want to make sure that I don't overdo it. Now, I told y'all I have a cold, that I don't want to overdo it. And I want to be able to be here for you next, this coming Saturday and the upcoming Tuesday for the broadcast. I want to be here for you. But listen, I know that you have been touched and blessed by this word that Dr. Sprewell has brought to you all this morning. Please, please tell your friends and your family and those in your community about this broadcast and how they can become a boss millionaire maker and how this can help change their life, their mindset, their way of thinking, and get them focused on the things of God. If you know anybody, not everybody want to be a millionaire, huh? Not everybody ain't hungry. They don't want that. You know, they're satisfied with it. I don't need to be no millionaire. I'm good. Okay, well, this not for you, is it? But for those that you know want to take things and ante it up and take it to the next level, and they've got some things to do because they got purpose in them and drive to help some folks in their life. Because remember, we talked about that becoming a boss doesn't mean that you're just dominating over people, but it's all about how you can help your fellow brother and sister in the world. Amen. And not everybody you help is going to be a Christian, because we know that Jesus helped a lot of folks that weren't even saved. He healed a lot of folks that was demon-possessed, right? So, you know, half these folks demon-possessed, you're going to help anyway. But the thing of what I'm saying is you want to have a Christian heart. We are to be the light and the salt of the earth. If you are to be that light and that beam within your community, within your town, within your city, within your village, you want to make sure that you have the tools that are necessary for you to do the things that God has commissioned you to do in this dark hour. And that hour is late, y'all, and we need to get our hands to the plow, and we need to get the proper tools that we need to effectively tool and make this ground produce this fruit that we're trying to get to be grown, okay? And there is my clock. It's letting me know that it's 5 o'clock in the morning. And for some of you that is on the East Coast, what is it, about 8 now for you? So I understand that it's early. And in the Midwest, what is it, 7? I thank you. I appreciate you for being here on this morning with me. I thank those of you that it's early that may be tuning in from. I see some that have been tuning in lately from California. I appreciate you. I thank all of you for tuning in, those of you that are even coming back listening to the broadcast. It's never too late, right? Because you had to work and you had to get prepared for work. You couldn't stop and listen to the broadcast. So you had to listen to it later. That's okay. Long as you're here and you're getting the tools and the concepts of what you need to help your future and to launch your destiny to another level. That's what you want to do, right? You want to get to a place that you clearly can hear God, and you're hearing effectively. This is what we need. We need training. We need things like this that's going to take us and get us into that place. And I'm going to start doing some different things in the upcoming months. I've been praying about it. Once I start getting some of this teaching, which is the foundation of what I'm trying to teach down, once I get that all incorporated, I'm going to start having special guests that have accomplished certain things come in and talk about tools and ways that can really help us. You know, I have a credit analyst who I have in mind who's going to help prepare, get your credit and your house in order so that you can get your business, because a lot of folks can't get nothing because they can't get the business, they can't get the car, the business, the vehicles they need, they can't get the equipment that they need because they don't have good credit. Well, this is a woman that's going to help take your credit to the next level and get you to that 650, 670, that 700, so that you can get, not for you to go in the store and buy you a bunch of clothes and floss and throw pictures up on Instagram. No, no, no. What she's helping you do is to get your credit together so that you can get yourself prepared to buy you a building, to be able to purchase you some vehicles, to get your equipment, stuff that you need for your business. Then after you've established your business, because you know as black folks, we love to bling, but after you got your business, see, I had to change my mindset too, because I used to be like that. I was one of those people where I'm going to go out and I'm going to look good first, and then everything else is next. No, no, no. And I know where it comes from. It stems way back because we ain't used to having nothing. But we've got to get out of that mindset, because white folks don't think like that. They're conservative folks. They feel like, no, 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 let's put business first and pleasures afterwards. But black folks, we think the opposite. We're reciprocal of that. We're opposite of that. I apologize. We like to say, no, I'm going to put pleasure first, and then I'll put business last. So we've got to get out of that mindset. You know what I mean? So when you get to the point where you say, no, I'm not going to think that way, I'm going to make sure that I'm putting my business first, because guess what? If you're productive in your business, if you're making money in your business, you can always get the clothes later. You can always get the fancy cars later. You can always get the jewelry and the bad shoes later and the purses. You know how we like that. You can get all that stuff later on. But when you get your business established, guess what? You can get multiple things of that. You know what I mean? You can get tons of that later. That's nothing. But when you got to have a consistent flow, an income that's flowing, income that's consistent, okay? And that's the goal, is to have a stream of income. Remember I talked about those pockets of wealth. I ain't going to stop talking about that, y'all. Those are the various gifts and talents and abilities and things you have to do that stream out to other people. Okay, so you need to tap into those pockets of wealth that you have and allow them to generate money for you, okay? Your talent, your gifts, what do you have that can generate money for you? I look at various things I can do, and I'm working on. I'm doing multiple things because I'm preparing so that when I can do one, when I launch one thing, bam, it's going to go into another thing, then another thing, and another thing, because they're going to precede one another. So you got to have a mindset, okay, once I get this launched, what am I going to do next? Okay, so when this happens, what happens next? You still have to have a plan, and you have to have it mapped out in your mind as to how it's going to take place. You can't just say, oh, no, I think that once I've done this, this is it. No, you got to understand, okay, once I actually get this thing going and get the ball going, Where does this end here, or how does this lead, or how is this ball going to continue to go? So you got to kind of keep that mindset, and we want to know that it's imperative that we understand how we're going to generate this wealth, and that's what I want to do, is help you get into a place where you can see, okay, what, and then have projected dates, okay? It's nothing like saying you're going to do something, but you don't have no timeline. It's important that you have a timeline in what you do. You have to have a grasp to gauge. I know some people, I don't want to put myself on a timeline. That's why you ain't going to never get there, because you don't have no idea when it's supposed to take place. You got to have a timeline when you project certain things to happen and certain projects to fall into place. I have timelines. And if it's okay, you might not hit the targeted goal, the date you think that you will, but as long as it's around that projected time, then you're okay. But when you start going too far beyond, then you know that you don't went too far. So everything that you have, you need to have a timeline. Within this certain period of time, this is going to take place, and that's where you need to be. And only you know the timeline that you have in your mind. But you've got to do the things that you've got to make necessary to make those things happen. They're not going to happen on your own. They're not going to be a pie in the sky. I promise you that they're not going to be in the fish like Jesus told Peter to go down there and get the money and pay for to get the donkey. That's not going to happen for you. I guarantee you, because folks are looking for magical money, and y'all listening to these false prophets on TV tell y'all that money going to show up magically in your box, and you're going to open your cabinet, and tomorrow you're going to have $50,000, or somebody going to just walk up to you and give you $100,000. Stop thinking that. Ludicrous philosophy. It's not going to happen like that. You've got to work for it and grind and make it happen. This is the prophecy talking to you out of the oracle of God, telling you what it's going to take for you to make things happen for yourself. Oh, God, prophetess, are you saying miracles don't happen? Absolutely not. That would be bewits me to say I don't believe God do miracles. Didn't you just hear me say Jesus told Peter to go down and get the money out of the fish? I'll tell you one thing. he allow a miracle to happen in your situation. I guarantee you, if you believe, what you think this is? You grinding, you get in your mindset, you preparing yourself, and then next thing you know, you got the business that you wanted. You don't know how it happened. That's a miracle. He allowed it to happen overnight. You looked up, it was there, but you took the steps. Peter took the steps, what it took. What if Peter never would have followed the direction of Jesus? What if he never would have got off his tail and he was like, oh, Jesus told me to go down there and look in the fish's mouth and get the coin, but no, I'm just going to sit here. If Jesus can put the coin over there in the fish's mouth, hey, he can bring the coin right here. I just sit here and wait for the coin to drop on me. And that's what folks doing. They waiting for the coin to drop. It ain't going to never drop. I know I'm preaching on this morning. Okay, I'm going to let y'all go. I'm going to let y'all go. Y'all are tuning in to the next broadcast. I love you. And I hope you hear me clearly on this morning for what God has in store for you. I thank you for that, Holy Ghost. Because this stuff not premeditated, okay? We're a team. I tell the Holy Ghost, I'm not playing. I talk to God. That's my Father, okay? I talk to God every day. That's my Father. I talk to Jesus every day. That's my Father. I talk to them. And I talk to the Holy, and I ask him, I talk to the Holy Ghost. He said, the Holy Ghost is a teacher. That's the word of God. If he in you, he a teacher. I don't make this stuff. I don't have no idea what I'm going to say when I come on air. It just absolutely comes from the Holy Ghost, okay? He be giving me the ideas, and then I just flow with it. We tag team. But that's all right. I love it for that. I had to give him props. That was a good one. I liked it, that. I hope y'all did, too. All right, I love you. This is Pastor Providence, Royal Point, Sienna Spreewell, and you have tuned into Boss Millionaire Makers. I want you to be here right here next week to hear Dr. Spreewell tell you the keys to success for your life and your future. You be blessed. I love you, and I want you to go out there and get them today.